This May 9th, 2024, ignite your entrepreneurial spirit at the Entrepreneurs Rally, a day where vision meets action in the heart of Minnesota. Join us at the JW Marriott for an unparalleled gathering of minds. Witness NBA legend and business maven Bill Walton share his journey from the basketball court to the boardroom. Be inspired by Candace Mama, Vogue Paris' most inspiring woman, as she unpacks the power of forgiveness and leadership. From the opening coffee to the closing VIP reception, the Entrepreneurs Rally is your arena to connect, learn, and grow. With over 500 entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and experts, it's more than an event. It's a catalyst for your next big leap. Whether you're looking to deepen your knowledge in sales, finance, marketing, or operations, or to ignite your passion and meet like-minded individuals, this is where your journey accelerates. Don't miss out on this extraordinary learning, networking, and inspiration day. Reserve your spot now for the Entrepreneurs Rally. Go to entrepreneursrally.org. The Entrepreneurs Rally. This May 9th, 2024, at the Mall of America. That's entrepreneursrally.org, where dreams meet drive. See you there. Welcome to this episode. Today I have Jennifer Maxwell. She is the CEO and founder of Jambar. Jennifer, go ahead, do an introduction. Tell us your day-to-day role and maybe one of your passions in life.
Okay. Thank you, Brent. I'm happy to be with you today. Thanks for having me. I'm Jennifer Maxwell, and I am the CEO and founder of Jambar. I'm also the co-founder of Powerbar back from 1985. So I've been in this industry a really long time. Day-to-day role, I have a 360-degree view of everything happening here at the company. We have a manufacturing plant and offices here in San Rafael, California. But I also have a very minute role in some decision-making and delegation pretty much with every department in the company. So it's a pretty all-encompassing role, and I love it.
I'm familiar with Power Bar. That was one of the bars that came out back in the 80s during the pre-internet and before all the other bars came out.
Right. That's right. We are the founders of the category in 85.
Right. Yeah, that's great. So Jennifer, before we get started on content, you have graciously volunteered to be part of the Free Joke Project. So all I'm going to do is tell you a joke, and all you have to do is say, should that joke be free, or do you think some point somebody should pay for it? The Beach Boys walk into a bar. Round, round. Get around? I'll get around.
All right. Do you think that that is a joke that should be free, or do you think someone should pay for it?
Yeah, what do you think?
That should be free.
All right, good. Yeah, some of the jokes are tough. All right, so let's jump right in. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Power Bar and then kind of that journey in those early days.
Sure. Well, I was a food science and nutrition major at Cal and a runner, and I met Brian in 1985, and we began perfecting the formula for Power Bar in Brian's apartment, and I completed the formulation, and we started the business together. Launched the product in January of 1987. Grew the company, started in our apartment, like I said. We grew the company and then sold it in year 2000, and that we grew a whole industry, so... That's my experience at the very beginning. And remember that the 80s, we didn't have computers. So we were doing things a lot by hand, a lot by telephone calls, person-to-person contact. So it was a very different world back then than it is now.
Yeah, my dad was a runner, and he would tell me about mailing in his ballot to try to join a race. And sometimes the race organizer would just send him back and say, you're in. And I know that he did big... He did Big Sur back in those days, and I'm sure Power Bar was part of that.
Yep, Power Bar. In fact, Big Sur is coming up here at the end of April, and Jambar is the major energy bar of the Big Sur Marathon. But Brian and I used to actually build our business mail order. We'd go to events and have a little tear-off coupon we put underneath the windshield of cars. People could fill it out and send it in with a check, and we would send out their order. So it was a very much more person-to-person interaction.
So tell us about how you came up with the idea. I know that at that time there wasn't maybe Gatorade existed, but even in races they had water on the course, but certainly I think energy gels, that was pre all that time. And tell us a little bit about how you came up with the idea.
So PowerBar met a need, which was to provide a fuel for athletes and people that wanted to eat something with and they didn't want to upset their stomach. So the digestibility of the product was really high because of the way that the ingredients were put together. It didn't have a coating of enrobing on the outside. So the fat content was less. And it's, products that are high in fat and high in simple sugars that can be harder to digest. So it was really that context of this isn't a candy bar. This is more of an athletic energy bar. And that was the premise of how we got started. And just the functionality of the product, having the protein at the time, it had vitamins and minerals. So it was like a little mini low-fat meal, and people would use it that way, even, before athletic event, during and after.
So you've gone through that, and you obviously didn't have enough of the space because now you're back again with Jambar. Tell us why you did that and some of the motivations and what you're doing.
Okay. So, like I said, we sold PowerBar in 2000 and we were raising our family. Brian and I have 6 children, and Brian passed away very tragically in 2004. And so my life took an upheaval at that time, as you could imagine. And I became a musician. I found the drums as a source of healing and started playing drums in 2007. So music became a big part of my life, still is. Looking at the food industry, specifically getting back into the food industry, really the impetus was I looked at energy bars on the market and I saw a void. And that void was something high in quality. There's a lot of bars on the market, but not very many organic, which I wanted to create an organic bar. And I wanted it to be high in quality, meaning every ingredient is pure, not a manufactured sugar. Like most every one of them will have like a brown rice syrup or tapioca syrup, which to me is not really an integral food product. That's something that's converted from a starch. So it's not like an authentic sugar. So I've used maple syrup, and I wanted something that was really high quality that is all real food. So in 2015, I began in my kitchen to formulate a new bar. It took me about 4 years to create Jambar. And that was really my goal, was to create something super tasty and high quality. And that's what Jambar is.
And how do you recommend the athletes package that and use it? Is it for runners or just for any athlete at any time?
It's for anyone who eats. Jambar is a great product primarily it's for athletes based on my experience formulating food for athletes. But there actually are 3 pillars of our company here. So it's authenticity, which is the fact that I created this category back in the 80s. I've been around a long time, looked at a lot of different food products, have a lot of experience in food formulation. So authenticity is a big part of Jambar. Quality is the second pillar, and that's a big part of Jambar. Just the quality of the ingredients, everything, real food. And the third is philanthropy. So Jambar contributes 50% of our after-tax profits to organizations that promote music and active living or sports. So those are the 3 pillars of what makes Jambar a different type of company and a different type of product.
And why did you come up with the name Jambar? Or how did you come up with the name Jambar?
Remember, I told you I became a musician, right? So our slogan is to get your jam on. And as I said, music is a big part of my life. I play in 2 different bands, mostly jazz. But to get your jam on is our slogan. And really what I did, Brent, is I combined my 2 passions, which are sports and music. So after I had the formulation, I thought, what should I call it? Right? Should I call it PowerBar 2.0 or something like that? And it just dawned on me, like, why don't I incorporate jamming, right? You jam into music and it's a bar. So Jambar just kind of like rolled off. And I think it's a great name. If you look at the wrapper, it's a very fun, whimsical type of packaging. My daughter actually drew the musicians and the ingredients that are on the bar in sort of a little bit of a retro look. I wanted to be retro, but current is kind of my slogan. You can tell that it's a little bit more homemade kind of, it's not corporate looking. It's a homemade looking kind of wrapper. And so Jam Bar is just, it's a different name. It's just cool. So that's kind of how we came up with it.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about, has the journey been different in starting this new company as opposed to Power Bar? Have things changed a lot since the 80s in terms of how companies are run?
Yeah, things have changed a lot. I mean, what's fun for me as a food scientist is I look at what are all the different ingredients that I can use now. And I focused on what are the different grains I can use. I'm going to go gluten-free for the most part. So I look at different grains. I look at different protein options. And that's why Jam Bar is an innovative product. You know, we use, you know, sorghum, we use quinoa, we use brown rice, we use oat bran, you know, we use maple syrup, which is pretty innovative in terms of a produced food product. We use the sunflower seed protein in our plant-based vegan options, and which are three of them in that. And then we have two that are whey-based protein. So it's really just what was available to me. We use a lot of real fruit and different types of chocolate. So that's exciting for me, is looking at how do I combine all these different types of foods that I can find now into something that's a super product, super good product. In terms of other parts of starting the company, it's been more challenging, I would say, just because there's a lot of information out there, and sifting through all the information that's coming at you from technology is a challenge. And organizing yourself, organizing your time, organizing your priorities. Sometimes people don't get back to you the way that they used to. So just that part of the business is definitely challenging. Still, we like to be people to people. You know, we like to have all different types of consumers. We have distributors, but we also deal direct with small mom and pop brick and mortar stores. So we kind of like to really get out there and be available for everybody.
And I think I saw that you've signed a professional surfer as a spokesperson now. Are you seeing that industry as well as a strong mover for the energy bar industry?
I think that, Tia Blanco is a fantastic person, and she's a great world-class surfer. She was at an expo with us. I spent some time with her in our expo booth. She's a mom, she's a vegan, she's an athlete. So Tia and I have a lot in common. But we like to work with high-level athletes and people that appreciate the quality of the product and also our mission and what we're doing, giving back to community. So we have Johnny Mosley, we have Tia, we have some really high-level runners, and Sage and Joe Klecker. We have some other high-level runners and other athletes, mountain bikers. So we work with a lot of different types of athletes.
That's awesome. I winter in Hawaii and I summer in Minnesota, so I get the best of both worlds, but they always include water. I am trying to become a surfer. It's just at my age, I shouldn't use that excuse, but it is sometimes challenging, and I know that's more like getting the time out there to do it.
It's probably more what I need. Yeah.
In terms of your team, like, tell us a little bit about the team that you have running Jam Bar and how your plans are to grow.
Okay, so I mentioned that we have a very tight-knit team here. We have a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility where we make our own product because the quality is very, very high, so we don't want to co-pack it. And just committed employees who really love their job. And we do a lot of events. We're involved with, so our marketing really is getting out there, contributing to community, giving out a lot of bars, combining efforts with other organizations that promote community, whether it be in a race, a musical event, a music school, people that are just involved in bringing people together. And it's fun. For the most part, I love my job, and I love working with people, and I love to create. So Jam Bar is definitely an inspiration for creativity.
from the expo. I'm assuming you're at a lot of expos for races, and has that been a good channel for you to help get the word out?
Yeah, expos are fun. It's a networking opportunity, right? So you're working with potential buyers, bringing your product to the forefront, really explaining your story, sampling the product. We do a lot of sampling so people can try it for themselves and see which flavor they like best, and see what's different about our bar compared to other products on the market, and how, you know, retailers might like to include it in their, on their shelves. Expos are fun. Yeah, it's a lot of networking, and for the most part, just really enjoying meeting people.
What has been your favorite race to do as a runner?
Back in the day? Not a race anymore. Oh, I don't know. I haven't raced for so long. I still run, but I haven't raced. Oh, I don't know. I could say the Dipsy, right? The Dipsy is the second oldest race in America. Very fun, very quirky, very different. Beautiful trail. So say the Dipsy, or maybe the Double Dipsy.
Twice the Double Dipsy. Fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about how the market has been is become not saturated, but there's a lot of products out there in terms of energy bars, and I agree there's a lot of, I don't want to call them fake products, but there's a lot of heavily manufactured or heavily products that have a lot of other things in there. I won't name any names.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
What is it that that you message to people out that helps understand that this is really something that sets your product apart from the competition?
Yeah, we focus on our authenticity and our quality. We talk about our real food ingredients. One of our slogans is everything in a jam bar you could eat off a spoon. So we think the product speaks for itself for the most part, Brent. You know, we do a lot of sampling, a lot of demos. People taste the product, and sometimes they're skeptical, like, oh, I don't want to taste another energy bar. You know, they're disappointed. And then they try the jam bar and like, wow, that's really good. I'm really surprised. So we let the product speak for itself, but for the most part, just focusing on our ingredients and our messaging and all the events that we do.
I do a lot of writing around Cricket powder, about insect powders. Have you looked at that type of industry at all, or is that something that's just not interesting to you?
Oh, well, any kind of food technology is interesting to me for the most part. I haven't looked at Cricket powder as a protein source. I don't think it would taste very good, so I might be a little bit wary of that. It would depend on the application. Right. It might be good in a savory application.
What about the sort of the in exercise mode, and maybe more of like when runners, is there a plan to move into maybe the gels or the non-solid food as well? For energy?
Yeah, the line extension. Yeah, with Jambar, line extension. Possibly right now, you know, we just launched our fifth flavor. So we have chocolate and malt nut, which pay homage to the original Power Bar. They're very, very similar. And then we have three plant-based, Jazzleberry, Mango, and Tropical Trio. And Tropical Trio just launched, so we just have a new product now. The Trio is a combination of banana, pineapple, and coconut. So that's the tropicalness of it. And, of course, it is a trio. So right now we're just focusing on the five bars and the five flavors, but down the road, you know, the innovator in me might think of something else, but we're pretty busy with what we have in front of us. Yeah.
And what's been the most popular tasting bar, or the one that people really love the most?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, because it really depends on the area. I mean, we actually sell about equal. I mean, Trio's just getting out there, so it's been incredibly well received. But if you look across the board at our numbers, we're about equal each flavor. What's interesting is some people really love just mango, or some people just love malt nut, right? And some people just love the chocolate. Some people love all of them, but they are very different, which is another unique attribute of Jambar, is that each flavor is very, very unique. which there's no other product on the market that's like that. Usually they'll take a base formula and they'll add a little of this and a little of that and call it a new flavor. But with Jambar, I mean, the two malt and chocolate have a totally different protein, a little bit different texture. They all have 10 grams of protein, but the source of protein might be different, and the overall taste is very, very unique to each flavor. So it's pretty cool that way.
Have you found that people are looking specifically for protein or more for carbs and starch, or is it a mixture of all of the above?
Yeah, it kind of depends on who your consumer is and what they are focusing on in their diet and in their training program. I would say protein is almost always quite popular. You know, protein is a pretty expensive nutrient. If you think about how much it costs to manufacture in agriculture, how much it costs to create a gram of protein, it's an expensive ingredient. That's why protein bars tend to cost more. So we do have a good amount, which is 10 grams. We do have the variety of offering both whey in the chocolate and malt and the plant-based, which is, as I said, a sunflower seed protein, very, very high quality, complete protein from sunflower seeds in the jazzleberry, the mango, and the trio. So we focus on the protein. Most consumers do want to see that protein option, as it does add, it adds more of a completeness to the product in terms of incorporating it as a pre-event meal or just an overall healthy source of complete nutrition throughout the day. But you also have consumers that are very aware of sugar. So one of the things that makes Jambar unique is that we don't use fake sugars, we don't use sugar substitutes, and we don't use manufactured sugars, which I mentioned is a sugar that doesn't exist in nature, but that is created through either a chemical or enzymatic process, such as a brown rice syrup or tapioca syrup or tapioca fiber or tapioca solids, whatever you want to call it, it's the same thing. So we use a maple syrup, right? So we know maple syrup is tasty and it's expensive. And so we want to have the best product, and so we use the best sugar. So the carbs integration, we also have complex and simple carbs with Jambar. So you're going to have a more of a steady release of the energy. You're not going to have like a candy bar, super blood sugar spike or something like that, because we do have simple and complex carbs, plus we have the protein and we have some fiber. So comprehensive.
Yeah, it sounds great. Going into this, in looking at the rest of the year and going into next year, what are your plans for Jambar? What are your new products that you can share, if any? What are you innovating, and what are you excited about?
Yeah, new products, just getting Tropical Trio out there into the market. All right, so we launched in 2021, so we are a pretty young company. So really, it's a matter of really focusing on our distribution, focusing on where we can introduce consumers to Jambar. So that's a big focus for this year and next year. In terms of new products, like I say, we will most likely do a small bar, so a small version. I'm not going to tell you what it's going to be called. It's really going to be cool. So that'll probably come out in 2025. But we're just really enjoying the journey.
And where can we find you? So you mentioned you're sponsoring, or you'll be part of Big Sur, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. I do race pacing. I'll be at San Diego Mission, the Mission half. Do you have a plan for a bunch of expos, or where can we find you?
Yeah. So we're in California. We're available in a lot of the major grocery stores. I can mention them, but we're going to be at Whole Foods in May. So we're at Molly Stone's, Nugget, Safeway, Raley's, Good Earth, a lot of smaller grocery stores like Andy's or Oliver's. Of course, we're on Amazon. That's easy to find us, right? We're on Amazon. We're also at jambar.com. You can order direct. And we're in a lot of coffee shops. So widely available. We're nationwide. So we do have a distribution, Fresh Market and Earth Fair on the East Coast. So that's going well there. Looking at events, I think Big Sur Marathon is actually on the 30th or 28th of April. We're going to be at the San Diego Half Marathon on April 14th. So that's a big event in San Diego. I'm actually going
I'll be
out
there.
To- You're going to be there, right? We're going out to yep. uh, My team and I are going to the Penn Relays. So we're going to be at Penn Relays, right? That's a big event. That's going to be on April 25th and 26th and 27th. Let's see what else we got coming up. We've got the Ogden Marathon in May in Ogden, Utah. We've got the La Jolla Half and 5K in San Diego on May 18th. Santa Barbara Half Marathon, May 10th and 11th. And then a lot of very small events too, where you just have, you know, a few hundred runners or bikers or participants, things like that.
That's awesome. Jennifer, as we close out the podcast, I give everybody a chance to do a shameless plug about anything you like. What would you like to plug today?
Oh, okay. I want to plug congrats to every musician on the planet of the earth. I just love music, and musicians are a very special group of people who dedicate their lives to focusing on a craft and providing enjoyment for other people and enjoyment for themselves and their fellow musicians.
That's awesome. I'm a musician. I'm a pianist. My son plays in a band, and my daughter's in a number of operas right now. So we are also a family of musicians. So I appreciate that. I can definitely appreciate the struggle of a musician, especially right. One that's trying to earn a living at it.
That's right.
But also there's an enjoyment in it, and I know that our family enjoys just participating in those events, and no matter what they are. So, Jennifer, thank you so much for being here today. It's been such a great conversation, and I'll make sure I'll get Jambar in the show notes and any other of the events you're going to be at as much as I can in the show notes. And okay. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Uncharted Entrepreneurship is a production of Content Basis LLC. Copyright 2023. You can find more award-winning content at contentbasis.io. And that wraps up the latest edition of Uncharted Entrepreneurship, Bold Tales from Entrepreneurial Trailblazers. I'm your host, Brent Peterson, signing off after an incredible fireside chat with one of our intrepid trailblazing guests. Their firsthand perspective on conquering the unexplored wilds of business is just a taste of the rare wisdom you'll discover from pioneering entrepreneurs on this show. I also invite you to join me each week for insider commentary on the startup scene and digital marketing landscape on my Talk Commerce podcast. You can find Talk Commerce wherever you download podcasts or go to talk-commerce.com. I'd be grateful if you left a review and rating for Uncharted Entrepreneurship to help more bold founders find their way to game-changing insights that empower ventures to transform communities. This is your host, Brent Peterson, signing off for now. I'll see you around the virtual campfire next episode as we embark on another adventure into the great entrepreneurial unknown.